Hello. If your doorstep looks somewhat bare this morning, if your porridge is somewhat dry, then perhaps I can shed a little light on this most peculiar state of affairs. For here we are at one of the most auspicious events of the English country calendar, where dairymen from across the land have gathered in a state of high expectation for the much-anticipated Milkman of the Year competition. Two rival dairies, both of fine repute, in the small, somewhat remote village of Bottledale is where we set our scene. And now two young men from opposite ends of this village find themselves anxiously awaiting the outcome of the Best Milkman Awards for this year of 1963. The much-touted favourite one, Peter Purdick.
Well, hello.
And his arch rival in all things lactose, and some would say the people's choice, one Edwin Pandolino.
Hey up.
And what is it that can set these two men apart? Is it the polished sheen of their bottles? No, each gleam with an equal crystal clarity. The crispness of their milkman's jacket, perhaps, for a milkman is never seen without his jacket in public. But no, they are identically impressive. Then it must be down to one thing, and one thing only, that sways the judges into awarding the golden bottle for 1963. If you listen, you can hear it coming now. The milkman's whistle.
Well, if it isn't young Edwin Pandolino. Here he is. Oh, now then, Dotty.
Here he is. Now then, Lily. Nice morning.
Bit sharp, but nice all same.
There's enough blue in that sky to make a sailor three pairs of underpants.
Whoever painted Yorkshire in the colours of the early morning?
And what do you have for me then, young Edwin?
By heck, I reckon. It was a job well done.
Anything special rattling in your crate for me, Edwin?
He wasn't sleeping on the job. I bet he wasn't even yawning.
He never forgets us, does he? Just
it's
like his dad.
An eye full of heaven when it's lit up by the morning sun.
Aye, just like his dad.
Whoever it was, I hope he doesn't think I'm being bold.
Spit of his father, like looking in a mirror.
If I complete the picture with a little bit of silver and gold. A little bit of silver and gold. A little bit of silver and gold. There on their doorsteps, the first thing that they see. To sparkle up their mornings, a little gift from me. To swim around their cornflakes, to brighten up their tea. A little bit of silver and gold.
He done time run away. I can see your dad coming up this street, bringing you on round to save your mum, God rest her.
He were a fat little baddie, running around about in no footy snapping.
A little round dumpling.
A little round roly-poly pudding, ready for boiling up and eating with custard.
Some find it at the crack of dawn, the sleepy ones much later. They swoon when I add a little carton of cream and sigh at a bag of potatoes. Everybody knows me by me whistle and the little tune me lips blows.
Oh, Lily, look, the golden bottle.
I don't holler axe and bones or jingle like an ice cream van.
Back in Bottledale, your father.
And
so
me old horse Angelo, he pulls me cart along on tiptoe.
Well, it's not as big as I imagine.
And we soothe them back to sleep again as only a good milkman can.
Time stood still. Antonio Bambolino
all
over again.
When he was grey and old.
Saying, ladies, get your cheese
that
from
I'd always
Pandolino.
Be there to bring a little silver and gold.
Because Pandolinos are the best milkman in the world.
A little bit of silver and gold. A little bit of silver and gold. There on their doorsteps, the first thing that they see. To sparkle up their mornings, a little gift from me. To swim around their cornflakes, to brighten up their tea. A little bit of silver and gold.
We knew that whistle would do it. How could it fail with a whistle like that?
What an honour, Edwin, to see you stood here, winner of the golden bottle, keeping that old promise you made to your father all those years ago.
My son! My son! You make me a promise, my son, that whatever happens, you will never ever miss the morning milk. You gotta get the people their milk.
Brings it all back, don't it?
That's right.
Oh, Now, Edwin, I clean forgot. My brother George's wife says she's been getting a couple of gills of orange juice delivered from her milkman.
Orange juice?
Wash your mouth out, Lily.
Full of vitamin B flat, she were telling me. I thought Edwin might, you know, want to try it.
Oh, I don't think so, Mrs. A.
Really, Lily, whatever are you thinking? You know perfectly well what his father always used to say. There's only room for two kinds of bottles on the Pandolino round, and that's full and white or clean and bright. Full and white or clean and bright. What were you thinking, Lily?
I think we'll be sticking with the milk, just now, you know.
Yes, Edwin, you're right, of course. Oh, can you do me a favour if it's not out of your way? Can you drop this jar of cabbage pickle-lily down to Jerry McIntyre at the pub?
I'm off to the pub with his empties. I'll drop it behind the bar for him.
Cabbage lily?
Oh, yes, Dotty. It's a new blend. I'll be bringing it down for the WIT on Friday. But I didn't want to try it out on locals without testing it first. Jerry said he'd slip it past that coach party he's got booked in from Selby. See which way the wind blows.
Really, dear? Cabbage. How inventive.
Cheery bye.
Cheery bye.
Now then, old lad. What a night, eh? What a night! What a team! You and me against the world, eh? We showed 'em!
No song for me this morning, Edwin.
Hello, Marion, love.
The winning pair, eh? A night on the tiles, lads together, while the rest of us have to get on with real life.
Oh, it were a grand night, but you were missed.
Well done, Angelo, well done. I can't hang about, I've left Dotty on the till.
She'll manage, will she?
Only if they want to buy their currants one at a time. She doesn't know her hibiscus from her axors.
Oh, heck.
I know. Ooh, I am fed up. It'll be great to get to the variety tonight. I'm on courts till 9, will you give us a hand? At least we'll get to see second half of the group. They're called the Toreadors. They play a mixture of calypso, tango, jive and the twist. Very exotic. From Pontefract, apparently.
It might be a bit late for me, love, with early round in morning.
Oh, Edwin, it's Friday. The weekend starts here.
Oh, go on then. But only till 10:30 or so. I can't be late for the round.
I know. Oh, and I nearly forgot. Guess who came round to congratulate you this morning?
Who?
Peter Purdick. I couldn't believe it. I thought he'd be spitting feathers after you knocked him into second place last night. He's going places, he was telling me.
When is he leaving?
Don't be daft. Look, you finally put him in his place. You have to be Magnosaurus in victory.
He got me into more trouble than enough. Nicking apples from Jesse Robinson's shop front. Setting off crackers at the pictures when the comic cuts were on.
You can't go through life bearing grudges over little things that happened when you were both kids.
But I was getting the blame. And what about the time he cooked Alice Warburton's rabbit at the Scouts and Guides Jamboree?
It were dead though, natural causes.
Then he should have left it buried in the shoebox instead of digging it up and stewing it with leeks. And he stole the leeks.
Mind you, Alice did like her food.
She liked it even more when it were white and fluffy and hopping round back garden. And then I got the blame for the whole thing. Because for some unknown reason, people think I vaguely resemble Peter Purdick.
Vaguely resemble? Edwin, you're the spit of each other. It's like that film, The Prince and the Pauper. It's uncanny. Even I see him coming down Main Street sometimes and think it's you walking past the shop. If you grew a bit of muck on that top lip of yours, you'd match up completely.
And look nout like him.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Edwin. Oh, and keep your voice down. Is Peter coming round now? Oh, now, about this wedding. Now, don't take this the wrong way, Edwin, but the longer I have to think about it, the more unsettled I get. I sit there in the shop sometimes when there's a quiet spell and I wonder, just what the future might have in store for me. For us, I mean. I was reading the paper last week all about Down London. They've got this thing down there called the Swinging 60s. All these people, people our age, discovering new ideas, new clothes, new music. Oh, it's going to change the world. Oh, the glamour. Now, you have a way with music, if you'd get yourself organised. And what with my ideas for frocks and fashion and that, we could be part of it, the Swinging 60s.
I reckon the only thing swinging here is Angelo's tail, to keep the flies off his bum on a hot day.
Oh, Peter, I didn't see you come in. Edwin's here now. Or it was, anyway. Edwin! Peter's here for you, Edwin!
Keeping up a lifetime's work of trying to avoid me, I reckon. And judging by what you were saying, I'm not the only one he's avoiding. That trip down the aisle, getting too close for comfort for our Edwin, is it?
Certainly not. That was a private conversation you heard, and you shouldn't have been listening.
Well, it's a good job somebody was, apart from the horse. Unless you mistook him for Edwin. From the angle, there is a certain resemblance.
What was it you were wanting to tell Edwin? I'll pass it on, save you hanging about for him.
Oh, I'll make a point of catching up with him eventually, as my news will undoubtedly affect him. He figures coincidentally in my plans, so to speak.
What are you on about now?
Well, irony upon irony, he may have triumphed over me in that somewhat childish contest last night. Not that it bothers me, but strangely enough, it's because of certain contacts that I made in last evening's event that I have been offered something of a promotion.
Promotion?
With the result that, in immediate effect, as from today, Edwin has a new superior, a new boss. Me.
You're joking!
No, Marion, my dear, it's no joke. I have been accused of many things in my life, but having a sense of humour is not one of them. This is the opportunity I have been waiting for. A chance to do what every worthy man must do, to percolate his prospects with purpose. And that is what I intend to do.
Will you be moving away then?
Relocation may be a necessity, such is the wide remit of my new position.
Then Edwin will be pleased, I'm sure.
But for now, of course, I should be keeping a very close eye on more immediate staff. A very close eye indeed. Widespread changes are in the offing, Marion. It's not just down in London where new things can happen. New and exciting things. Revolutionary things are right on their way to Bottledale. Big changes are afoot. Very big. And when those 60s swing, I'll be right at the top with a bottle of milk in each hand.
My word, Edwin, that's some strong talking coming from you for a change.
Dad, that's not Edwin.
Ah, that explains it then.
This is Peter Purdick. Peter, this is Jerry, my dad.
Of course, you'll see me behind the bar at the Mouldy Dog.
You're the barman.
Landlord, my dear sir, and local businessman and entrepreneur. You'll not get a better bit of Bottledale best bitter than here at the Mouldy Dog.
I don't drink.
You don't drink? Then what do you do when you're thirsty?
I drink milk, my dear fellow. Nature's perfect creation. Quenching, nourishing, pure. Milk is my life, my passion, my vocation.
Oh, you sad man.
Not sad, sir, but very happy, very content, and very busy. I must take my leave of you both now. Important things to do, significant people to meet. And Marion, be sure to pass on my news to Edwin if you can find him.
What a wazzock. Still, I like him. He doesn't half look like your Edwin, except for the, you know, the tash. And where is Edwin, by the way? He has a starring role to play in my new endeavour.
You chill me to the bone every time you say something like that.
You wound me, daughter.
Well, you're up to something.
No wrong with being open to suggestion.
And what is it this time?
I only have one word to say to you, and it's something that was so very close to your dear mother's heart. Potatoes.
Potatoes?
That's my girl. You got it. A whole acre of spuds waiting to be dug up, diced and devoured by the long line of customers outside the village fish and chip shop.
But there isn't a village fish and chip shop.
Got it in one, my little beauty. You're your father's daughter, all right. I've had a word with Lily, and she's free every other evening and all day Friday. She used to work the pit canteen in Selby. She can batter and fry like Fanny Craddock at a bin man's wedding reception.
Got it!
The man of the moment! The Milky Bar Squid, Dr. Strange Milk, the magnificent one, the man who shot Liberty Bodice.
Shut up, Dad. What have you got?
Me button. It came off me uniform and fell into the muckins. It took some finding.
You missed Peter. He had something important to tell you.
I heard. A voice like that sort of carries.
Bit like the smell of those muckins.
Shut up, Dad.
And glad tidings indeed concerning Peter's elevation in position within the Milky Way. So, despite your own laudable triumph last night, he is now, dare I say it, the cream of the crop, the big cheese.
Well, best of luck to him. Folk round here are still going to need milk on the doorsteps every morning, and it's my job to make sure they get it.
Perhaps the time has come, Edwin, to broaden your horizons, shore up a safeguard against the unpredictability of the new dairy regime. As luck would have it, I'm about to embark on a lucrative new business.
Really?
The village fish and chip shop.
But there isn't a chippy in bottled ale.
Precisely. And I have the necessary potato stocks already waiting in the wings. But the silver darlings are proving somewhat elusive.
You want me to go fishing with you?
This I have to see.
No, lad. I've secured the goods in bulk from a semi-reputable source. I just need to get them here to the scene of the crime. And this is where you come in, with your trusty steed and your reliable velocipede.
Oh, no, not fish. It's the smell. And Angelo is only used to local roads. Oh, no, I'm really sorry, Mr. McIntyre, but I just can't do it.
Well, don't you two worry about missing out. This is the 1960s. Plenty of other young'uns out there would bite my hand off for a dead cert like this.
It's the 60s, it's the modern times. It's the 60s, and it's yours and mine. It's the 60s. The whole world is rearranging, because the times they are the change.
You see, keen businessmen like me are always one step ahead.
It's the 60s, better take your chance. It's the 60s, life's a song and a dance. It's the 60s, only fools will run and hide. Get out and get your ticket to ride.
You have to expect the unexpected.
So many opportunities for the likes of you and me. We'll be living fancy free if we only play our cards just right. Revolution's in the air, short skirts and long hair. Those that miss the boat, beware. Don't you know the time is tight? It'll only take a hard day's night.
The gravy train of the 1960s is coming on down the track, but you have to be ready to jump on board.
It's the 60s, it's gonna be a treat. It's the 60s, we're dancing in the street. Well, it's the 60s, who's gonna be first past the post? Go for the bread or you'll be toast. Are you Mickey Mouse or Mickey Mouse?
So what do you reckon?
It's the 60s.
That's the float done, Angelo. I don't think anyone saw us. I've scrubbed the flatboard till my hands are red raw. But there's still that fishy smell coming from somewhere. Everything Marion's dad does is a bit fishy, if you ask me. How about you? You were ponging a bit after being downwind of all that mackerel for 3/4 of an hour. Oh! Oh, it's not the fish! Oh, but it's not good. Ooh. Bath time for you before Monday morning, my son. Oh, thanks for helping out tonight, old lad. I know it was a bit off our beaten track, but I thought you were as good as gold. Even when Jerry kept shouting, "Hi-ho, Silver!" when we were coming down Jackson's Lane. Honestly, he's as mad as a brush. You'd barely credit he was Marion's dad with her being so level-headed and that. Anyway, back home safe and sound now. What a night. You just never know what's round the corner. That's the trouble. You never can tell what's coming round the corner. You never can tell just what tomorrow might bring. Told ya! What on earth was that? Oh, calm down, lad. It's all right. It's all right. It sounds like someone's just flattened our milk stand. I'll have to go out and see what's going on. If I could just get this jacket on. Oh, and it's inside out. And I'm stuck.
Fish. I'm driving along and suddenly there's a pile of dead fish in the middle of the road. And I'm off skidding like a blinking skater. I'm telling you, it was fish as far as I could see, all over the road. I've read about that. Freak storms what suck up fish from the sea and dump them miles inland. My poor car looks like a tin of sardines. Oh, I thought it was Buddy Holly time for me for a minute there, and me still in my prime.
Are you all right? I think you just hit our milk stand.
Milk stand? What the heck's a milk stand? And where the heck am I? And who are you?
It's where we put the churns out for collection. You're lucky it were only a couple of empties.
And that milk stand was in complete darkness. It's a danger to motorists. How are you supposed to see it on that bend at night?
You could always take your sunglasses off. It being 10 o'clock and dark.
Oh, I have to wear these, you know. It's in case I get recognised. Just another cross what we have to bear in show business, you see. Without these, I'm a sitting duck. Totally recognisable, familiar to millions. Well, it's me, Brian Hardacre. Brian Hardacre, Hardacre the Star Maker. Don't you watch Jukebox Jewellery? I was on last Saturday night, for heaven's sake. Disco Go-Go, thank your lucky stars. Didn't you see my life story serialised in the Sunday Pictorial last year?
Do you think you bumped your head or something?
You haven't heard of me.
Well, no.
No? Ah, well, maybe you've heard some of my acts then. Benny and the Bounders, Freddy and the Folks. That's for the Peter, Paul and Mary Brigade. When they're singing, it sounds like stones on glass. But hey, something for everyone, so they say. Morris and the Miners, you must have heard of them.
No, sorry. Our Marion would know them, I'm sure. She knows all the groups. Me? Well, I lose track.
Oh, for God's sake, just let me use your phone. I need to speak to my assistant and tell her what's happened. I've a big deal going down, and it really is going down. Phone, son, phone. Where? Where?
Well, there's only one telephone in Bottledale.
Well, show me the way, laddie. Time is money.
Well, I'm not supposed to let members of the public use it. It belongs to the dairy, you see. The very particular.
But this is an emergency. Life and death, surely.
Oh, yes, of course. You just dial 999.
Hello, Shabby Road Studios.
Camille, it's me.
Brian, oh, where are you? You were due back hours ago. Where on earth are you?
I don't know. Hang on. Excuse me, son. Where am I?
The Mouldy Dog.
I'm at the Mouldy Dog.
Ow. I think I've heard of it. Is it that new trendy exclusive place in Soho?
Not exactly.
You know, the one where you've got to be Lord and Lady Muck to get in.
Well, you're right about the muck. How's things?
Well, there's good news and, bad news.
Best give us it then.
Well, the bad news is we need a new song by this time tomorrow or we lose the contract. Full stop, cancelled. We lose everything.
What? Well, what happened to the song we got? It's a surefire hit, a number one, a smash.
It just walked out of the studio with Denny and the Dentists.
What? The ungrateful little... Ah, that song was rubbish anyway.
It was all we had, Brian. And you need a new lead singer as well.
Well, by this time tomorrow?
By this time tomorrow.
And then we're sunk. Where on earth am I going to find a new lead singer with a notebook of original songs stuffed in his back pocket? Admittedly, half-baked claptrap on the whole, but we could have done something to save him. At a pinch, So Denny walked. What's the good news?
Two of the backup band are still here. We've got them on retainer until...
Yeah, this time tomorrow. Can you keep it down a bit, please? I'm on the phone.
Oh, you really are having me on. You've already found someone, haven't you?
Have I?
Honestly, Brian, this is no time for joking about. So, who is he?
Who's who?
The new lead singer.
There is no new lead singer. We're up the creek without a saddle as far as I'm concerned.
Brian, I can hear him singing in the background now. And that new song, oh, it sounds great.
Does it?
Hello? Hello, Brian, are you still there? Brian!
I'm here.
Well, what's his name?
I don't know.
Well, what's he like? What's his style? Can we dress him?
Well, we might not need to. See, he's got this sort of jacket thing. He's got his own thing going on. An original.
Really? Really, Brian? Really?
Camille, my dear, I think our ship may be coming in.
Well, get him down here, sharpish. I'll get the contract drawn up. We can't leave anything to chance. If I say so myself, my airtight contract is the only reason we haven't lost all the dentists as well as Denny.
Forget Denny. Send a car, quick.
Where to? And what's his name, Brian? Brian? What's his name for the contract? Brian! Brian! Honestly, this kid had better be good.
All right. You got yourself sorted out with the car and that?
Car? Oh, yeah, the car. Is there a garage anywhere nearby?
In Bottledale?
In Bottledale.
No. Most folks round here just ask Lily. She can fix just about anything mechanical. She was one of them ladies stripping down tanks during the war, you know. And her eyes aren't as good as they were, but she hardly ever has any bits left over. I can ask her if you'd like.
If you like. My assistant, that was her on the phone. She's sending a car.
I'll get Lily onto it. I just saw her on the way in. The leek and gooseberry chutney is at a critical stage, but I'm sure once she's bottled it, she'll have a crack at it.
What did you say your name was?
Edwin. Edwin Pandolino.
Italian, eh?
But most folks round here just call me Edwin.
Well, we can always change that. How about Eddie? Mind if I call you Eddie? I was just wondering about that song of yours. Couldn't help but hearing you singing there. Great song, Eddie.
Well, really, it's Edwin.
No matter, Eddie. In fact, Camille, my assistant, she's got a real nose for a good song, and she thinks yours might have a sniff of something special. Any more like that one, eh?
I don't know. It's just some daft bits I think up doing the rounds. There's loads of them in my order book there.
Thing is, Eddie, I'm in a bit of a bind, and you seem like a decent sort of fella, and I reckon you could just help me out. How about you bring your guitar and your jacket, and we get you to sing that little ditty of yours at a little recording studio I know, and see how it comes out.
Recording studio? Like where they make records?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I have to go there tomorrow anyway, and the young man who I was due to work with had to go and see his sick mother, see? So I just thought, why waste the opportunity when there's a good-looking lad with a nice voice and an unpublished song, a new song right here in front of me, could just be a little something that a few folks might want to listen to, might shift a few hundred copies, give you a bob or two for something special.
Well, it's Sunday tomorrow, so there's no round to do. I've already mucked out Angelo, so yeah.
So, this is the studio, Eddie. Got a young lady in your life, then?
Marion.
Maybe we'd better get you a few pounds in your pocket. Treat the little lady to something nice.
We are saving to get married.
Is that right? Just sit there, Eddie.
We've to meet the new vicar about setting a date.
Well, don't rush into anything just yet, Eddie. Girls like a bit of mystery, don't they?
Do they?
You comfortable there? We'll probably just keep your thing with Melanie quiet for the time being.
Marion.
Just for now. Just while we get things rolling. You understand, Eddie, for the fans. Just sign here, Eddie. No need to read it. Thanks, Camille, sweetheart. And you just keep all this between ourselves, Eddie. Just for now. Keep it under that milkman's hat of yours, eh?
But Marion, I can tell Marion.
Not a soul, Eddie. There are some unscrupulous people in this business, always ready to take advantage of a young lad starting out.
All right.
We are going to have to work on his image. We can't let him out in public like this.
Ready to give it a go, son? Headphones on?
Well, I don't know that I'm cut out for this, really.
I know. Put the record out, but keep his identity a secret. The mystery singer, like Zorro or that Scarlet Pimple. Who is Eddie? Where does he come from? All that malarkey.
Secret identity. Brilliant. Could easily be the best idea I've had in ages. You'll really be getting me out of a jam.
Well, if it'll help.
And we need a name. The dentist was always a dud.
I'm only a milkman, really.
He's a milkman? Brian!
So, Eddie, ready to rock and roll and hit it? Rolling.
You never can tell what's coming round the corner.
Hold it, Eddie. Can you pick it up?
Sorry? Pick what up? I can't see anything down there.
A milkman with a sense of humour and a group without a name. My career is over.
No, can you just sing a shade faster? You know, just pick up the tempo, Eddie, and we'll go for gold. We get this right and we're heading straight to the top.
That's it. The Gold Tops.
You what?
Eddie and the Gold Tops. Well, he's a milkman, isn't he? Top of the milk. Oh, it's perfect.
Catchy. Brilliant. I'm on fire. If I keep coming up with stuff like this, we'll have Tony Blackburn eating out of our hands. Eddie, my son, this song shows a bit of promise. Not much, but a bit. You give it a bash, eh? And you just let the star maker work his magic. Over to you, Eddie.
What's coming round the corner? You never can tell just what tomorrow might bring. You never can tell if a winter's day will be warmer or colder than the first day of spring. But I can tell you, we're always gonna be together. You never can tell me this won't last forever. You never can tell if the girl you're asking is dancing. You never can tell if she might let you walk her home. You never can tell if she's thinking about love and romancing, or if you'll be riding that last bus alone. But I can tell you, we're always gonna be together. You never can tell me this won't last forever.
What on earth are you doing? You look like Lionel Blair's mother with the gallstones.
Well, it's that song. Gets me going. It's been on Housewife's Choice every day this week. You know, the one with the mystery singer. No one knows who he is. He's selling millions of records. But wherever he goes, he's always disguised. Always travels incontinent.
Oh, the poor man. No wonder he doesn't want anyone to know who he is. I've just come out to see if the milk's arrived. Have you noticed it seems to be getting later and later every day? And Edwin, he looks worn out. Marion should be keeping an eye on him.
Marion doesn't seem to know where he is half the time. It's ever since he won that golden bottle. It's almost like it's turned his head.
Edwin? Surely not.
Price of fame, Lily. He's still young to have reached the pinnacle of his career, you know. Milkman of the Year. It don't get any bigger than that.
Oh, here he is at last. Look at him. He's a shell of a man.
Sorry, ladies. I'm running a bit late. Sorry.
You look like you've had an heavy night, Edwin. You could do with getting more sleep.
Oh, no, I'm all right. I'm just a bit behind. What with the horse and the deliveries and the one thing and another. Anyway, mush rush. Oh, it seems to get longer every day this round.
Here, Edwin, when you see Jerry McIntyre, can you tell him Luby Lou?
Luby who?
No, not Luby who, Luby Lou. 2 shillings each way in the 2:30 at races. On Miss Late as usual, and not a word to Lily, or we'll both be in the soup.
Righto, looby-loo. Here we go. And it's not even Saturday night.
That was the surprise summer hit from Eddie and the Goldtops. But mystery still shrouds the true identity of Eddie himself, with further speculation that he might now be the best-selling popular singer of 1963.
Oh, hello, love. I'm just passing.
Hello, stranger. I'm going to buy this next time we're in town. Don't you think it's fabulous?
Well, what is love?
That new song. The one that's all over the radio. I even caught Mrs. Muddlethorpe singing it in the shop, and she only usually likes Tom Jones. It's been Tom Jones this and Tom Jones that for months now. All these middle-aged ladies seem to go mad over Tom Jones. Don't you think that's strange?
Oh, it's not unusual.
Anyway, this Eddie fella is set to knock him off top of the charts this week. Every magazine says the same, and not one of them can find out who he is. It's one big, dreamy, romantic mystery.
Well, that's nice.
You're not really listening, are you? Do you ever pay attention to the real world?
Every morning at 5 o'clock when I set off round the village.
I mean, out there, in the real 1963. A world that doesn't start and finish with the back end of an horse.
Careful, you'll upset him.
When was the last time you went to the variety with me? Or we went out together to see a group?
Well, I've got a lot of work to do in that.
This may come as a surprise to you, Edwin, but not everyone our age works 7 days a week. They actually manage to have some fun.
And I've been saving, you know, putting a bit away for the, you know, like the vicar said.
Oh, well, there you go. Even the vicar's been talking about this record.
Is he?
It's all over the village like a rash. Even old Farmer Calvert's trying to get it on 78 for his gramophone.
I can't escape from it then.
What do you mean?
It's everywhere you go. It's getting a bit much.
It's his whole style. And his voice too. There's something almost familiar about it. It strikes a chord so close to home.
I can't hear it myself.
It's funny. I thought you of all people would like it. Are you wearing new clothes? Has there been a fire?
I just thought I'd, well, you know, make the effort.
Are you meeting someone?
Well, you. I thought.
Oh.
But then I fell asleep.
Edwin, what's the matter with you? It's only noon. Haven't you got the money round to do this afternoon?
Oh, aye. I nearly forgot. Do you really like this Eddie fella, then?
Oh, Edwin. Don't look so put out. It's just that he's got a great sound, a great backing group, and a great drummer. All the bands making it big have a great drummer. For the best beat, don't you think?
Oh, it's more your sort of thing, love. Not mine.
But it doesn't stop you liking something, Edwin. Doesn't it make you feel great when you hear that song on radio?
Oh, aye. And then a little bit queasy.
Edwin, you've got no taste.
Only when it comes to spotting water down Silvertop.
Edwin, look, this Eddie, he's living proof that anyone at all can be a pop star, successful, famous. It's the modern world. We can be whoever we want to be. I could go down London, open one of those boutiques, sell my own clothes, my own designs. I don't have to sell sherbet dabs and B-roll self-raising for the rest of my days. And you don't always have to be a milkman.
I like being a milkman. And besides, I promised my dad I'd keep the milk going when he died and that.
I know, Edwin, but he'd understand. Times are different now. It's not like it was for your father over here in the war, having to take anything that came his way to make ends meet. We can do what makes us happy.
He was happy doing the milk. I'm happy doing the milk.
I know. But you're not seeing it, Edwin. We can dream bigger. Better. Anything we want. Head off down that great north road and never look back. Just like Eddie.
Just like Eddie.
Think about it, eh?
Well, I've got to head off down Main Street and see if I can settle some accounts, rein in some pennies, keep the wolf from the door and that, and speak to your father about his new investment.
Oh, not again. What is it this time?
He wants me to go half shares in a pig.
Which half?
He didn't say. It's Trotter. He's a racing pig.
A racing pig?
It's going to be all the rage, he reckons. Cheaper than horses and more economic than dogs. And when the racing days are over, you can have them with 2 eggs and a few tomatoes for breakfast for the next 6 months. And Bottledale is going to be the pig racing capital of the country. He says we're going to have to change the village name to Trotterdale in no time. A pig of legend.
Oh, please, promise me you'll not get involved. Tell him you've gone vegetarian. Anything. Just keep out of it.
Well, you tell him then. I was only doing it for Bottledale.
Oh, Bottledale, Bottledale, Bottledale. There must be more to life than Bottledale, Edwin.
I don't know, love. All I ever wanted is right here.
Oh, see you then.
But I can't hear anyone singing a song for Marion. No, no one ever sings a song for Marion. It seems like there's a song to be sung to every girl in the neighborhood.
So where is he then, your friend the idiot Italian? He's never around on the very rare occasions that I want to see him. Where does he get to? What does he do with himself all day after he's done with that perishing milk round? He's up at god awful hour in the morning, traipsing in the streets, and then he disappears. Brings you back here to snooze your day away. And you, Fleabag, are on dairy property. I should write you up for sleeping on the job. So what does he do? What is he up to? Probably standing in front of a mirror miming to Cliff Richard Records. The imbecile. Well, He'll be going on a summer holiday, all right. A permanent holiday, if I have my way. And you'll be going to the glue factory, old chum. Oh, the golden bottle. A hollow victory, a tarnished trophy. You should have been mine. You know it, and I know it. Mine. I'll be back for you soon, my precious.
Hang on! I'm coming!
Oh, heck. Someone's coming. Hey, move your big backside and let me in.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Speak up!
It's Brian.
No Brian's here. Cheery bye. Hello?
Hello?
I've told you, there's no one called Brian here.
No, I'm Brian.
Oh, you found him then?
Well, yes.
Oh, all right then. Cheery bye.
No, wait. I'm looking for Eddie.
Edwin? Oh, this is a terrible line. We always have trouble with long-distance calls. Only last week there was one from Middlesbrough. Sounded like she was frying a pan of chips on the line.
I really need to speak to Eddie. Is this the right number?
Edwin? Oh, yes.
Well, can I speak to him, please?
Oh, no.
No?
No, he's not here. Try again later. Cheer bye. Hello?
Look, tell Eddie.
Edwin, is that you?
No, this is Brian. Oh, forget it. Just give Eddie a message as soon as you see him. It's urgent. Matter of life and death.
Oh, hang on. I'll just get a pen.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Go on, then.
Well, just write this down and give it to Eddie.
There's no need to take that tone of voice with me, young man.
Tell him opening spot on Top of the Pops tonight.
Pick of the Crops. Oh, that's my favourite. And Farmer's Outlook on a Sunday, that's a good one.
Top of the Pops.
There's no need to raise your voice at me, young man. Pick of the Crops. Got it here. Go on, then.
Well, it's Dusty Springfield.
Dust in the Big Field.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Burying the Haymakers. Oh, that sounds very serious.
And don't forget, he's following Gene Pitney.
Green Spit Fleas. You did say spit.
Pit. P-I-T.
I can hear you. P-I-T. Spit.
And tell him, don't forget your jacket and shades.
Forget your bucket and spade.
And leave now.
Leave now. Oh, okay then, I will. Cheery bye.
Hello, Mrs. A.
Hello, Edwin. Oh, bottles are looking nice.
Thank you, Lily.
See you later then.
See you later then. Did you want something?
Oh, no. Just came in to answer the phone.
Right then.
Cheery bye. Oh, I've got a message for you. Just there, on your notebook.
Pick of the Crops tonight. Dust in the Big Field. Burying the Haymakers. And don't forget you're swallowing green spit fleas. Are you sure you've got this right, Mrs. A?
Oh, completely. He even spelt it out. P-I-T, spit. Oh, mind you, I did wonder whether he were four sheets to the wind. He kept going on about some lad called Brian. And I told him, there's no Brian's here. Never has been. See you later. Cheery bye.
Brian, then. How would he know about Pick of the Crops? That's a feature on Milkman of the Year. And it's not till August. Why is he on at me to leave now?
And forget your bucket and spade!
All right then, Mrs. A. Bucket and spade? What's he got me? A summer season at Cleethorpes? Last I heard, he was working on Top of the Pops. Oh, heck! Top of the Pops! Thank you.
Parties are real high class, they dress in the finest style. Those girls from the town are mighty fine, the way they talk stands out a mile. The Liverpool Judies are real cool cuties with a beehive hair and all. The honeys from the Humber can leave their number, I'd gladly give them a call. But I wish they all could look like Bottledale's girls. But I wish they all could look like Bottledale's girls. Oh yeah. The Dales gets lots of rainfall and the countryside so green. I take a pint of grog at the Mouldy Dog with the lady of my dreams. I've been right around this country and I've seen all kinds of lasses. I always want more than a sight for sore eyes, it's bound to steam up your glasses. But I wish they all could look like Bottledale's girls. But I wish they all could look like Bottledale's girls. Look like Bottledale's girls. But I wish they all could look like Bottledale's girls. Oh yeah.
Top of the Pops, jacket and shades. Oh, I've got to go, got to go. Leave now. But Angela will never get us there in time. Oh blast. Oh, there's nothing for it. Oh, it'll have to be Marion's scooter. I'm going electric.